right. Turn, if you will, in your Bibles, Deuteronomy tonight, 33 in the Old Testament. Deuteronomy 33, 24. What we have here is we have the Lord has Moses to bless the 12 tribes of Israel. Just before Moses dies, and it's very interesting if you'll read those passages of Scripture, for he comes to us in 24, and this is what he says of Asher. And of Asher, he said, Asher is most blessed of sons. Let him be favored by his brothers, and let him dip his foot in oil. Your sandals shall be iron and bronze, and your days as your days, so shall your strength be. Let us pray. Heavenly Father, we thank you again for the reading of your word. We thank you, Lord, tonight for this study. Lord, I just pray that you'll bless our hearts through it, that we might know that you're always with us. And God, we give you the praise, for it's in Christ's name we ask it. Amen. Now, the title of this is, when I first read it, I thought, man, that's a strange pair of shoes. If you look at it, a strange pair of shoes. It says, your shoes shall be, or your sandals shall be iron and bronze, and that's pretty strange, isn't it? Now, what I want to look at tonight is about this passage and just say this is a strange pair of shoes that was given to Asher. He says, your shoes shall be of iron and bronze. Now, I don't know what you think about shoes, but I kind of like them to be comfortable. Lightweight. Now, iron doesn't sound like you're very comfortable and doesn't sound like they very weight. So if you were going to give me some shoes tonight of iron and bronze, it would naturally get my attention. Now, if you're going to give me some shoes, I kind of like the New Balance. New Balance is kind of lightweight, good shoes, or the Nike or something like that. But when God says, or tells Moses, says, I want you to give the tribe of Asher iron shoes and bronze shoes, it's kind of startling. Now, there's interpretations of this. Some say of the iron and bronze shoes that it meant that the land that they walked on would be rich in minerals. Well, I like the literal interpretation of the Bible. And that's how I want to deal with this tonight. First, let me say, iron and bronze shoes speaks of the hardness of life. Friends, I don't know about you, but life is hard. Now, no doubt, the iron and bronze are very hard materials. And one reason we wear shoes is that the ground is pretty rough and rocky. When a few years back, we went up to Arkansas. Arkansas got a lot of rocks. I was going to go down in that lake and go swimming. And when it started down in the lake barefooted, you know, those rocks hurt your feet. You ever notice how older you get, the harder those rocks get? And the ground was rough and rocky. So it stands to reason tonight that the land or the territory that Asher received was a hard and rocky type land. It was among the northern coast of the territory, and that area is rough. That area is rocky. That area is hard, and the conditions are tough, and it would warrant some tough shoes if Asher was going to stay there. Folks, life is just the same way. Life is hard. Life has its rocky roads that we go down. Life has its troubles in life. Whoever said that life was a bed of roses just didn't understand living in this world. Life is hard. And I want you to know tonight, sometimes we have hard times in life. Sometimes we have a spoonful of honey every once in a while. It makes life sweet, but most of the time, life is like vinegar. It's tough to drink. It's tough to swallow. And Jesus describes a battle going on in the lives of our hearts. We face the battle every day, don't we? No wonder he says in Ephesians, put on the whole armor of God. Because, folks, if we don't put on God's armor, then we're going to be beat down by the devil. We're going to be wore out by the devil. Thank God for the downhill grades in life. Hadn't rode a bicycle in a long time. I bought one to go around this block on, but it don't pump by itself. I made a couple of trips around it. I thought, man, this is going to be my exercise machine. I'm going to enjoy this. Well, you know, it's not near as fun to ride a bicycle as it was when I was a teenager. Back when we were teenagers, we'd ride to Ponte, which is 6 miles, and we'd cut across to Rusk, which is another 8 miles, and then we'd ride back to Recklaw, which is 15 miles, and we'd do that in a day's time, and we thought, man, that was a lot of fun. If you've ever been to Rusk, they got a few mountains over there. Matter of fact, the highest hills in East Texas is Rusk Mountain. That's the highest above sea level there is in East Texas. And we would have to pump up that hill. We would have to walk pushing that bike up the hill. It got so steep. But on the way down, man, you could really roll. And you always enjoyed that downhill grade in life. But you know what? It's not all downhill, is it? When you have to get off of in life and walk those tough times in life, it's hard. And I believe that's what God's saying here. Asher, you're going to have some shoes of iron and bronze. Life is not going to all be downhill. You're going to have some tough times in life. Some of you tonight may be facing some tough times. You find out your health is not quite as good as it used to be. You know, life is pretty rough. And a lot of times we find ourselves in the morning getting out, pushing ourselves up the hill just to make it there. Well, it's also rough, but it also speaks of heavy. We just had a bale moved down to our house. We have this huge bale that's been in our family since 1881. And mother's granddaddy graduated from Sam Houston back in 1800s, first graduated class out of Sam Houston State University. And they got this bell at the school he was in. It's a huge bell. Ask those boys that moved at Thomas and Philip. It is a huge bell. And I brought it up from the place and put it in concrete. That thing is made out of iron. And when they was going down to get it, they said, well, can't we just pick it up and put it in the trailer? I said, boys, we're talking about a bale. And I mean, it's a bale. It's about that thick at the bottom edge of it. It comes down, and it's heavy. It weighs over, probably well over 500 or 600 pounds. And they're glad they had that truck with a winch to get it up and down. But, you know, it reminds me not only of the hardness. Iron is hard, but iron is heavy. It is heavy, and there's a heaviness in life. And he says to Asher, Asher, your shoes are not going to be iron and bronze. Not only iron and bronze, there's a heaviness in life. Have you ever had to walk those heavy days in life when you just didn't know how you was going to make it? I never will forget the day that my pastor came in and said, I need you to come out of class, and my brother had passed away that morning. And boy, life was heavy at that morning. It just kind of, you know, you've been there, you know what I'm talking about. The world just seems to close in on you as you stand still and you just don't know what to do. That's heaviness of life. And some of you have gone through some heaviness in life with your children. Some of you are going through some heaviness in life with your husband or wife or whatever the case might be, or disease in your life. Brother, you just have to walk on through those tough times. It's kind of like walking around the block out here. You know, Some people like to put on weights on their feet to walk around those blocks. Well, those legs get awful heavy, don't they, before you get around there. And that's the way life is. He says, Asher, your life is going to have some downhill grades, all right, but most of it's going to be heavy and hard. Now, friends, life is full of burdens. And sometimes they're just so hard to bear that we don't know what to do. When they're burdens and they're hard to bear, we can look at Psalm 119, 28. It says, my soul melteth for the heaviness that's there. Moses at time, been reading it in the Old Testament in Exodus about Moses, or Moses and the children of Israel. He said this about the children of Israel in Numbers. I am not able to bear all this people alone, God. You see, he felt the heaviness, didn't he? A heaviness of being the man in charge. The man that God looked at and said, Moses, I want you to lead this people out. And he says, Lord, these are unruly type people, and I don't know if I can bear all of these people alone. They're just too heavy for me. Well, that's the way life is. Sometimes in life, we just don't know what to do. And all we can do is cry out and say, Lord, you know, life is tough for me. You know, hardness of life brings heaviness of life, and problems bring pressures in life, and trials bring troubles in life, and sometimes it's just hard in life. And rarely does anyone go through life without wearing some shoes of iron and bronze. Rarely. But look on further. It's something else in this passage I want you to look at. Look at verse 25. Your sandals shall be iron and bronze, and as your days, so shall your strength be. God says to Asher, Asher, there's some sweet assurance. And he gave him a promise. As your days, so shall your strength be. A promise that he says, I will give you everything you need, Asher. Everything you need for every situation, God is there. Isn't that what we find? That God is in everything? We can't do anything, can we? We can't do anything without God. I guess the best thing we can do without God is to make a mess. We always make a good mess when we leave God out of our plans. But, you know, I've learned one thing over life. I can't do anything without God. And Asher is given assurance by God. And he said, Asher, you know, your days are going to be hard. Your days are going to be rough. There's going to be a heaviness in your life. But Asher, I will be with you. I will give you the strength that you need. Asher's portion involved rough, rocky, tough terrain. But God says, I'm going to provide you the strength that you need in life. Psalm 27:1 says, the Lord is my light and my salvation. Whom shall I fear? The Lord is the strength of my life. Of whom shall I be afraid? Folks, we have nothing to be afraid of with God. Nothing to be afraid of with God. When your days are hard, when your life's burdens are so heavy that you don't know how you're going to bear them, think about God being with you. We said in our Sunday school class this morning about passages of Scripture that bring us comfort. I kept quiet because I was going to tell you my passage of Scripture tonight, Jeremy. When life is hard, the 23rd Psalm is my favorite passage. There's no telling how many times that I've quoted the 23rd Psalm in life. The Lord is my shepherd. He's all I need in life. Now, Nehemiah 6:9 says, O God, strengthen my hands. Read about a little boy, he said, about his homework. He was trying to do his homework, and he says, I can't do this. I can't do this. I can't do this. And his little sister, being spiritual, said, yes, you can. I can do all things through Christ, which strengthens me. And he said, you do it then. Well, you know, that's the way we are. We cannot do it, but we can do it through Christ, which strengthens us. We can make it through the troubled times with Christ that strengthens us. We can face the hardness. We can face the heaviness of life because we have a God like Asher that strengthens us. Not only does he strengthen us or give us strength that's a promise of strength, he has strength proportionate to our days. Look at that. Verse 25, as your days, so shall your strength be. You see, God gives us strength of what kind? According to the days we are having, according to the hardness of the life. The greater we face of the trial, the greater the strength is. Have you ever thought about that? I read about Jim Elliot's life. Elizabeth Elliot was his wife. You know, he was killed out in Ecuador somewhere by the Acu Indians. He was trying to be a missionary to them, and they killed him. Later on, she went down there and witnessed to him. She lost her husband at a young age. She remarried in 1956. She remarried a man, and he had cancer. And she went through a long, hard, painful bout with him, trying to help him with cancer. Now, it's hard when you lose one husband to someone who's trying to do God's will, and then you remarry and find out your second husband. Her life was full of pain and trouble. And she said, she used to pray, Lord, give me strength to get through the week. But then she said, she got to where she said, Lord, give me strength to make it through the day. And then she got to where she said, Lord, give me strength for the hour. And she said, that's what got her through. Every hour, God gave her the strength that she needed. For she said, sometimes at 9 o'clock, she needed more strength than she did at 10 o'clock. But God was always there, strengthening her life according to what she needed and when she needed it. Folks, ain't God good in that way? He always gives us strength. Yes, we're going to have burdens in life. You may be going through some burden tonight. I don't know. A lot of you are. A lot of you have things in life that are weighing heavy on your heart. A lot of you have problems in your families. A lot of our people have sicknesses that are burdening them. But listen, life is tough, but God gives us the strength if we will just let him be in control of our life. And then there's a specific advice. I love this passage of Scripture. Look at 24. Let him dip his foot in oil. Your sandals shall be iron and bronze. Now, let me give you a hint. If you're going to wear iron and bronze shoes, you need to oil them up before you put them on. That just makes sense, don't it? God says, you know, Asher, your days are going to be rough. Your days are going to be heavy. So dip your foot in oil. Now let me give you an interpretation of that. Some people say, well, just like the land's full of rich minerals, the land of Asher is going to be a lot of oil underneath it. Well, that's not the literal interpretation. In the Bible, the Holy Spirit stands or represents, or oil represents the Holy Spirit. Oftentimes in the Bible, people were anointed with the Holy Spirit and the oil representing the Holy Spirit. And here's the lesson we need to learn. When we find ourselves in the burdens of life, when we find ourselves wearing the shoes of hardness in life and the heaviness in the experience of life, we can rely on God's presence. We can rely on God's power, and we can rely on the provision of the Holy Spirit in our life. God is there. Why? Because the Holy Spirit protects us. When you're going to wear shoes of iron, let me tell you something. You're going to get some blisters. And in life, if you don't have the Holy Spirit filling your life, like it says over in Ephesians, you're going to get blistered real good. Life is going to spit you out, and you're going to have all kinds of problems. I would recommend tonight, in the heaviness and the roughness of life, that you dip yourself in the oil of the Holy Spirit. You let God's Holy Spirit fill your life for every difficult day that you have. You see, if you're careful, if you're not careful, you're going to get blistered. Times are hard, and the heaviness of life can leave us. Man, I've watched people that are resentful, mad at God, mad at the church, mad at the preacher. They're just plumb mad, and half the time they don't even know why they're mad. It's one reason they've left the Holy Spirit out of their life. They haven't been filled with the presence of God in their life. They've let the rough times and the hard times of life blister them good, and they have no gladness in their life. The Bible tells us that the oil or the Holy Spirit gives us joy in life. Now, I don't know about you, but I want the joy of gladness in my life. Instead of being blistered, I want to be blessed. And that's what he says, Asher. You know you're going to have shoes of iron and brass, so dip your foot in the oil. And I'm going to be with you and give you the strength you need every single day. Not only does the Holy Spirit convict us and guide us, it also prepares us. The purpose of dipping our foot in oil was to prepare us for the wearing of the hardness of life. When Jesus says, be filled, over in Ephesians, matter of fact, he's talking to a husband and wife. Let's look at this. In Ephesians chapter 5, verse 18, and do not be drunk with wine, but be filled. Be filled with the Spirit. Speaking to one another in psalms and hymns and spiritual songs, singing and making melody in your heart to the Lord. What does it say? Giving thanks always for all things to God the Father in the name of our Lord Jesus Christ, submitting to one another in the fear of God. Now, when I talk to people about getting married, I usually bring this passage of Scripture up and say, listen, your marriage is going to be tough. Marriage, you can't live off of love. May be good for about 6 months, but listen, hey, it's going to get rough out there. There's going to be all kinds of temptations out there. She's not going to do everything you say, man, and he's not going to do everything you say, lady. You're going to have some conflicts in your marriage. You better be filled with the Spirit of God. It's a buffer, isn't it? With God in your life, it buffers you. And then he says, speaking to one another, if you want to have a great marriage, man, you've got to be filled with the Holy Spirit. And there's going to be psalms. I think about the hymns and the spiritual songs. And that's the way marriage ought to be. Marriage ought to be happy in Christ Jesus. And if you're filled with the Spirit of God, he is the channel to bring the blessings into your life. He's the channel to bring the joy into your life. And God says, I will give you the strength for the day. And the Holy Spirit is that channel in which that strength is provided. And always give thanks of all things to God. That's what he's talking about over here in Asher. Get the Holy Spirit in your life. Some of you probably need to be dipped in oil right now. You know, you're sitting there facing, well, you know, I'm going through some awful heavy times in life. Preacher, I'm going through some hardness right now in life. You know what you need? You need that spirit or touch of God in your life. You need that special touch. He says, I'll always be with you. I'll give you that strength. Well, why don't we have it? We haven't asked him for it. We haven't got to where we're desperate enough to say, Lord, I can't do it. We're still trying to do it on our own. Remember, I said, we can do nothing. We have to completely rely on Jesus Christ. You know, when I surrendered to preach, I said, Lord, I can't do that. I just can't do it. Man, I didn't like people that well. You know, pastor, somebody said the pastor would be real good if it wasn't for people. The ministry. But no, that's what God deals with. You know, let God deal with you in your life. No, you can't. I can't do anything in my own self. But with the power of God and the filling of the Holy Spirit, man, we can have the joy and the strength to make it through the day. If you don't have the Holy Spirit in your life, if he's not ruling and guiding your life right now, you need to dip your heart in the love of God and let the Holy Spirit just fill your heart tonight, because life is hard. It's a strange pair of shoes that God gives Asher. But in that strange pair of shoes, he says, Asher, you're going to have my Holy Spirit so you won't get blistered. And all the days of your life, I'll give you the strength that you need. He says that to us tonight. Life is tough. We're going to have ups and downs. We're going to have troubles and trials. But listen, folks. He said, I will provide for you everything you need. Just dip your heart in the joy of the Holy Spirit and let him rule your life. Let us pray. Heavenly Father, I thank you tonight for this study. Lord, I just pray that you would bless our heart through it. Let us realize that, yes, life is hard, but you're right there. All through the Bible, we see your Holy Spirit just guiding us, directing us. Lord, tonight, if there's someone heavy, a burden that they can't bear, Lord, let them realize they don't have to bear it alone. You're there. And you said, I will give you the strength that you need when you need it. In Jesus' name we ask it. Amen.